Chapter 1. Prudence Dictates. Is it not a saying of Moses, "Who am I that I should go in and out before this great people?" When I consider the great events which are past, and those greater which are rapidly advancing, and that I may have been instrumental in touching some springs and turning some small wheels which have had and will have such effects, I feel an awe upon my mind which is not easily described. John Adams to Abigail Adams, May 17, 1776. By the spring of 1776, British and American troops had been killing each other at a robust rate for a full year. While the engagements at Lexington and Concord had been mere skirmishes, the battle at Bunker Hill had been a bloodbath, especially for the British, who lost more than 1,000 men, nearly half their attack force. The American dead numbered in the hundreds, a figure inflated by the fact that all the wounded left on the field were dispatched with bayonets by British execution squads, enraged at the loss of so many of their comrades. Back in London, one retired officer was heard to say that with a few more victories like this, the British army would be annihilated. Then, for the next 9 months, a congregation of militia units totaling 20,000 troops under the command of General George Washington bottled up a British garrison of 7,000 troops under General William Howe in a marathon staring match called the Boston Siege. The standoff ended in March 1776, when Washington achieved tactical supremacy by placing artillery on Dorchester Heights, forcing Howe to evacuate the city. Abigail Adams watched the British sail away from nearby Penn's Hill. "You may count upwards of 170 sail," she reported. "They look like a forest." By then, the motley crew of militia was being referred to as the Continental Army, and Washington had become a bona fide war hero. In addition to these major engagements, the British Navy had made several raids on the coastal towns of New England, and an